Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 1. The words of King Lemuel. The utterance which his mother taught him. What, my son? And what, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the justice of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is perishing, and wine to those who are bitter of heart. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the speechless, in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Amen. On Wednesday evenings, I'd like to look at a number of characters in the Bible who play bit parts, if you know what I'm saying. They've got a small role to play. They're mentioned here, they're mentioned there. Perhaps we don't often give them much thought. So I thought this evening I'd speak about one of the more obscure Bible characters, King Lemuel. And if you don't know much about him, you keep good company, because neither do any of the Bible commentators. There are some theories about who he is. Some think he's just a random king, possibly. Some suggest that he is a literary character made up by Solomon for the purpose of this little speech. Some think it's actually a pet name for Solomon, which his mother Bathsheba gave him. She called him Lemuel, and here she is giving him advice, and he chose to record it, and record it in the way in which she passed it on. The rest of the book is by Solomon, so that would possibly fit. Others have suggested that where in the New King James Version it talks about utterance, Massa, it could actually be a reference to the land of Assyria. Could Lemuel be an Assyrian king who had a godly mother and gave him a godly upbringing? Well, there's not much evidence of godly Assyrian kings, although we do know there was one a few generations later at the time of Jonah who repented. Beyond that, there's not much information. But what we do know is that this king, and his name means given to God or consecrated to God, which is a good name for any king, good name for anyone. His mother had some good advice to him. We may not be kings, but we of course do have power and authority in our little spheres, and what she passed on to him all those years ago is meat for us as well. She begins by saying, "What, my son? What, son of my womb? And what, son of my vows?" She wants his attention. "Do not give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings." I don't think she's urging upon him a vow of celibacy, but rather chastity. He ought to be a man of self-controlled in his bedroom. If, of course, this is Bathsheba, she knows a thing or two about the ways of kings. If it is Solomon, he certainly did not take the advice, judging by the wives and concubines he was pleased to call his own. No, she's not saying abstain from sexual activity. Within marriage, it is good and proper. God intended it to happen. But she says, do not give your strength to women. Had Lemuel been a queen, she would have said, do not give your strength to men. In other words, do not allow that one aspect of your life to take over, to sap you, to destroy you. indeed, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. So Lemuel is to be a man who has self-control, a man who is able to control his passions and not slake every lust. She then moves on to the area of drink. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes intoxicating drink. I don't think she's strictly advocating teetotalism, although that case could be made. In the same way that she's not telling him to be celibate in verse 3, I think she's telling him in verses 4 and 5, don't get drunk. Show self-control. Don't go to excess. Because what happens when kings not just drink wine, but drink too much of it, they forget the law. They who should be upholding the law, supporting the law, implementing the law, become breakers of the law because they lose their self-control. Instead of helping those who are afflicted, a drunken judge will only make their plight worse. She argues that strong drink is more appropriate to those who are dying, those who have nothing to live for, those who are bitter, those who are struggling with poverty. Such ones might be forgiven for drinking too much, but not you, O King Lemuel. You are to know better. You are to be an example. You are to show your people how they are to live, how they are to drink, how they are to marry. Show them what they ought to be and what they ought not to be. In verse 8, she urges activities which he ought to do rather than just he ought to avoid. Open your mouth for the speechless. She might, of course, be referring to people who literally cannot speak because of disability, or cannot speak perhaps because they lack confidence. It might be she's urging him to speak up for those who do not have the money and the prestige and the authority to go to court and plead justice for themselves. Lemuel is to be a king who will stand up for the weak and the oppressed. He will act for people who cannot afford to bribe him, or cannot afford the best lawyers to do their talking. Open your mouth in the cause of all who are appointed to die. Is she referring to those who are so oppressed that they are literally being killed? Or are we not all appointed to die at some point? Is she urging him to speak up for everybody? Not just his friends, not just those who flatter him, but to be fair, to handle himself with integrity, to be impartial, not to show favouritism, all characteristics, of course, of God himself. Open your mouth. Judge righteously. It's strange, of course, we judge with our eyes and perhaps with our brain, and yet she's saying, open your mouth and judge righteously. In other words, don't just think correctly, but may your speech, your godly speech, reflect your godly thoughts. If you see corruption or something unjust, don't just note it and walk away, but rather open your mouth and challenge it. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Use your power. Use your influence. Use your mouth to advocate that which is good and right and proper. Do not be that king who's characterized by self-indulgence, a wine bibber, a drunkard, a mocker, the heart and soul of the party, but too hungover in the morning to speak up for those who cannot speak up for themselves. Do not be characterized by sexuality. That's what our society does. Who you're attracted to, who you're not attracted to, is now a defining characteristic. Do not give your strength to women. And yet she's also urging him, use that strength and use that wise judgment which you have retained for not being a drunkard. Use it for good effects, for the cause of the poor and the needy, for the cause of the speechless, for the cause of those who are appointed to die. Open your mouth. Judge righteously. I don't know if Lemuel took the advice. If he is a literary figure, then clearly not. He was simply made up in order to provide an opportunity for his mother, the character of his mother, to give the advice. If it was Solomon, he took the advice to begin with, but the older he got, the more foolish he became. And he gave his strength to women. I'm not so sure about the drink. If it was an Assyrian king, again, there is no record of him, not one that has survived. Suffice to say that whoever he was and whatever he did, the Lord knew him and the Lord observed him. And before the Lord he will stand, or has stood, to give account. If Lemuel is a real king, he is of course more powerful than his mother. I don't think she's addressing him as a little boy. She calls him, what, son of my womb, of course, but I think she's reminding him of where he came from. You might be a king now and people flatter you and fawn over you, but remember, I remember when you came out of the womb. I remember when you couldn't speak. I remember when you couldn't walk. So heed me, my son, I know a thing or two about life. Do not be too proud to hear your old mother. But listen to my advice and heed it. And that might be the difference between a great king, of which there are a few in the Bible, and a poor king, of which there are a great many. I began by suggesting that the advice of Lemuel's mother to Lemuel is good advice to us as well. We ought to be people characterized by self-control. We ought to be people who are more interested in doing good than satisfying carnal desire or filling our bellies or drinking ourselves silly. Even in our own day, there is injustice. In our own day, there are the poor and the needy. There are also a great many people around us who are dying. Physically, sure. Spiritually, certainly. So may we use our mouths to help them, to share with them the truth, to share with them a saviour. May we open our mouths to say that which is good and proper and helpful, and not just open our mouths to take in that which we enjoy. Amen.